Hey there, lovely people. Yeah, how are you doing? Because I'm good. Not saying I'm good is like another statement. I'm great. I'm amazing. I'm happy because today is like a day before my little girl's birthday. Yeah, my daughter is turning 3 tomorrow, so I'm giving you all like a pre-birthday thing. Yeah, a pre-birthday present. Like, yeah. So today we are going to be discussing dealing with shyness during sex, how to help it go down, or what causes shyness during sex and all of that. So stay tuned, tell your friend about my podcast, and thanks to Anchor. Anchor has been amazing, man, making me record my podcast for free. You can also jump on Anchor, don't worry. So I know that mostly, like, it turns guy off when a girl acts or a lady acts all shy during sex. I know it's very difficult for a guy to be shy during sex, unless maybe it's his first time of having sex. I mean, lately, virgin guys, should I say that, hardly get shy because they know, like, everything they want to know about sex before they even get into it. And mostly like ladies also, but sometimes they feel very, very shy because it's their first time. I'm going to be naked, like they're all thinking like I'm going to be naked in front of some guy, oh my god, like that sort of thing. Okay, my first time, was I shy? No, I was very curious, so I wasn't really like the shy person, but I got to a point of my life I was shy. And we're going to delve into the reason why people will be shy during sex. Sometimes, are you ready to dive into it, to know why people get shy during sex and how to help it reduce or go away? It's not an easy thing to actually just stop having this shy thing or thereabout, but yeah, we're going to help you get through with it. Okay, just listen. All right, so let's start with what causes shyness during sex. Sometimes it's age gap. Like, you know, you like this person so much and no, but he's older than you, so you go like, okay, he's older than me. There's some level of respect between you two that you feel like, okay, this person is gonna see me naked, but look, you like the person, so why are you actually worried about the age? People say age is just a number, but yeah, sometimes it's not all the time that it is just a number, because you won't like to be with someone who is childish, right? Yes, but well, maturity doesn't come with age too, so that is also there. So you like this person, you guys, you shouldn't let age worry you guys about him seeing your nudity, how naked you were. You came to this world naked, and even that you weren't aware. There are like a lot of people seeing you naked and all. And it doesn't help the subject matter, but just imagine, like, this is someone you like so much and the person likes you back. Why do you worry about the age thing? Like, don't let it actually affect your relationship. Don't be like that. Enjoy the sex, man. Sex is very exciting. Okay, when you find someone who knows your body so well, it's so freaking exciting. Oh my god. Like, I'm just thinking about it, like me being very shy, then all of a sudden I'm not shy again. If I'm to tell someone I'm a shy person, they're going to laugh in my face. But yeah, it got to a point I was still shy again. But it wasn't the age thing. But yes, age counts as a factor while people will get shy of sex with someone. Yeah, true. I know a lot of people will agree with me, right? Right. So I'll say another factor of shyness would be less communication. You don't really communicate with a person, but you guys have this chemistry. If you guys don't talk about the chemistry or how to go about it, like sometimes it gets awkward, because when you want to have sex with someone, you guys have to flow. Like, you should be able to, like, yo, what's up? Like, I enjoy the sex and your dick is the bomb and all of that. Like, yeah, your this thing, your vagina is lit. it's sweet and okay, we can actually do this better. Or yeah, there should be some sort of communication. If you don't really communicate with the person, darling, I'm telling you, there's going to be some level of shyness. You have to be crude, like blunt when it comes to some stuff with the person, because it's like you're bearing your whole self to this person, like going to go naked with the person. So if you can't really be honest about some stuff, or be, what should I even look for, like be naked, figuratively, I don't mean literally, even though you'd be naked literally with a person later, yeah, we're not talking about that, I mean figuratively, you have to be naked, like communicate with the person. I know some people are even shy to even talk, but dude, this is someone you want to have sex with. You need to get to know the person better on some certain level before you decide. I know people be like, what about one night stand? Even with one night stand, it should be somebody, you won't just go in for someone who just looks good. It's going to be someone that you can vibe with, like, yeah, yo, what's up and all of that. But if you can't have that with the person, I don't know why you want to have sex with the person in the first place. It can be darlings, right? Because everyone I want to have sex with, I should be able to actually have some sort of conversation with the person, no matter how old the person is than I am. You get the whole thing, right? So another factor, another thing that will bring up shyness is body shaming. I know it's, people have labeled it fat shaming. Okay, we also have skinny shaming then, because people actually call out people. People are so mean out there. Like, some people used to say, I'm always hungry, or I'm super hungry, that's why I'm skinny. Yeah, people used to say that. And they're going to say, you eat too much, that is why you're fat. But that's not it. That shouldn't even worry you. See, be confident, love yourself. If you need to lose a little weight, then lose it. If you want to add a little weight, do it for yourself. Don't do it for somebody else, because you still have somebody who loves you. You should love yourself enough, boo. That's what I'm trying to say. So, past experiences. But here lies the case, the person you want to do doesn't care how skinny you are, how big you are, or anything. So you're not supposed to compare them to the people who body shamed you. You should love your body. You have a lot of stretch marks. Those are tiger stripes, boo. Own them. Own them, darling, because they look amazing on you. Yeah, I have a little stretch marks on my body. But I'm skinny, though. And I know it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm still telling you. Because it doesn't matter. The person has seen how you are. You have enough fat. You're big or something. Yeah, it takes a toll on you when you've been body shamed so much, and later somebody likes you, and you go like, what does the person see in me? Why does the person want to have sex with me? Because the person thinks you're very amazing. That is one reason why I see why the person wants to have sex with you. So don't go about looking down on yourself. Be freaking confident, because I'm telling you today that you are amazing, boo. Very freaking amazing. Yeah, it's exactly that. You are amazing. That's why somebody wants to have sex with you. Okay? So don't let shyness make that person drift away, because shyness actually turns people off. It affects sex in a whole different way. Okay? Okay, boo. Okay? So I brought up body shaming earlier, which is part of an insecurity, but let's really dive into insecurities. Okay, so I'm gonna share. I used to be very insecure about my body some time back. Yeah, that was after I had a baby. I had my daughter. So I had, after I stopped breastfeeding, hair, my boobs, my tits weren't like they used to be. They weren't firm, and they didn't stand at ease like they used to, stand at attention, sorry, like they used to. So I was like, okay, who wants to do me and all of that. Like, I was shy as actually getting in bed with someone, because they all want this supermodel figure. Yes, I still had my slim, and my belly has stretch marks that look like, should I say, they look like this. They're still on my belly, but my belly is flat. So I was like, okay, I didn't want to do anyone. And the worst part was that because of the pressure of the belly on my abdomen, I had hemorrhoid, pal. that was sticking out of my ass. So if I'm going to be doing the dogging, then somebody sees that, maybe he's going to get disgusted. So I didn't want to actually have sex with anyone. So I just stuck to myself, which is very depressing because I was still an amazing person during that time. But I got depressed at some point because I wanted to be loved again for being freaking amazing, not because my body has changed over time. But I realized after a while that it was just me overthinking stuff, because in the end I still have someone who actually wants to do me like all the freaking time. Oh my god, just because I'm so amazing, you know. Oh my boo-boo. That's how much I believe in myself. That's how confident I am in myself right now, because after all of that, my saggy tits, my stretchy mac tummy, and my hemorrhoid, like, yes, I still have someone who adores me. So that is something, right? That is like, you overthink stuff when you are alone or you've gone through something. Yes, but it makes you shy during sex, because I didn't want to do anyone, because in that moment my body had changed from the usual, from the slim girl who had this flat tummy with an innie belly button to a woman with saggy tits and stretch mark tummy with an outie belly button and hemorrhoids sticking out of her ass. But all the same, it didn't bother anyone, did it? No, I'm still having sex anyway, so that is for something, right? So like, whoop whoop to me for getting over that, boo. So yes, I was insecure, and that is it. When you go through something, a traumatic experience, mine wasn't traumatic. I had a very adorable baby girl, so it wasn't trauma. It was something of a happy experience. People go through traumatic experiences and their body changes in very weird ways, or sometimes there's a scar and they don't want somebody to see it, because people react differently to how they handle situations, like how they handle some stuff on somebody. That's why I was like, the less communication. So if you communicate with that person so much, there will be no problem. You're going to tell them. So I got a point. I never talked about all of this part of my body because I felt shy talking about it. But right now I'm on my podcast discussing with people. I know some people are going to make fun of me after it, but I don't care, because I'm still a confident woman. I still get the guys though, so like, yay for me and for you, because you're going through something and you still have somebody, and you can get someone if you've been through something. You can still have your sex that you've been having before it. So like, boo, why are you beating down on yourself, darling? Because you can do amazing, you understand? So don't let it bring you down. Don't let traumatic experiences stop you from having the pleasure you so much deserve. And you deserve all that pleasure and an orgasm, boo. Don't let the body shaming stop you from getting an orgasm. Don't let age stop you from getting an orgasm. Don't let your insecurities stop you from getting an orgasm. Don't let any kind of things stop you from having mind-blowing orgasms, because it's very important. Because when you have an orgasm, like, your day gets better, you don't feel frustrated, you aren't always angry. You know how frustrating it is when you have sex and you don't get an orgasm? I know most ladies get very pissed off, because sometimes I get so annoyed at everybody at every given time. Like, whatever you're doing isn't annoying. I'm like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Just because I didn't get an orgasm. So an orgasm is important. It makes you happier. I know you know I'm not lying. If you've never had an orgasm, please get one. And you stop being an angry person. And you stop being a bitter person. And you're going to be so happy, dawg. You know that? So another factor that could bring up shyness is past experiences. Maybe past relationships could actually make you insecure. Make you shy of showing yourself, of course. At a point, maybe the person was having sex with you, I know, but they actually start calling you a pig, or like a stick or something. Like, it brings down your self-esteem. You will see a very beautiful lady. She looks all pink and like, oh my, she's glowing and something. But in the end, she's shy because she has scars, or all this fine body to you is a fine body. Somebody told her that she's too fat, she's a pig, or she's too stick thin. Like, who are you to tell somebody? Have you ever created a person? Have you molded clay and breathe life into it before? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure, like, picture a meme that will go with this. Oh yeah, I think I know the perfect meme. Maybe we'll use the baby Cardi B face, or we get a Rihanna sticker in the background. Yeah, or that guy with the spectacles. Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do. So don't let anything stop you from having sex. You are shy, you talk about it with your partner. We are going to delve right into, like, how to get away with shyness, how to deal with it, okay, boo-boos. Like, don't change this, because if you change it, I'd be mad at you. You know that? Don't let me get my accent on, huh? So, now let's talk about how to deal with the shyness, really, because that is, like, the main reason why I wanted to record the podcast in the first place, because a lot of people actually complain. I've had a friend have sex with an extremely shy girl. It was freaking exhausting. Like, even though I wasn't in the picture at the moment, I felt like, oh my God, I'm just thankful that I'm not shy, that I can call the shots when I want to. I can shoot my shot, boo. You should be able to shoot your shot. You should be able to tell the nigga that, dude, I want to do you. Like, you're so fine. You're like some fine piece of meat. I want to just stab that. And you're going to be like, oh, that girl freaky, 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 you know, that sort of thing. So you're going to go right into it. So first things first, let's talk about communication. You see, the first time I said it, if there's a lack of communication, it's very difficult to have sex with the person and enjoy it. So when you communicate with a person, like I talked about my insecurities, like what used to worry me, right? So if I'm to tell the person, okay, you know what? I have my tummy has a lot of stretch marks. My tits suck because I had a kid who sucked the life out of it. And in my butt, this little piece of flesh or something sticking out because of the pressure of the belly on my abdomen. So he knows what he's getting for, not going to be disgusted. Nobody has ever been disgusted by having sex with me anyway. So that is, like, good, right? So communication is very important in stuff like this. When you communicate more with the person or whoever you are going to have sex with, it makes it easier to flow. And please don't plan sex. When you plan it, it's like you have this tension all in you, like throughout, like you, because in your mind you're like, okay, I'm gonna go have sex. How is it gonna be? Am I gonna do great? Am I gonna, oh my God, am I gonna flop? Am I gonna be well lubricated? Oh my God, am I gonna be wet enough? Am I gonna dry up in the middle? Like, it gives you some sort of anxiety. Like, so don't actually plan sex, just go visit the person, and when it happens, it happens. You get what I mean, right? Okay, so the next way to deal with shyness is crazy. I mean, yes, because I'm going to talk about liquid courage. I know you know what that is. Don't act like you don't know. It's actually taking alcohol or something to help you get confident. Or when you have alcohol in your system, like, there's nothing like shyness. I'm not promoting alcoholism on my podcast, but when you take a little bit of it, it just works up your system in a very freaky nice way. Because I get really freaky, freaky, freaky when I'm on some alcohol. And it's not pleasant. Like, I'm already freaky without alcohol. So just imagine, like, it moves from being 100% to 200. Like, just, like, with a snap of a finger, and you move from 100 to 200, just like that. How? So when you have a little alcohol in your system, it removes your inhibitions. It makes you feel like, oh, I can do anything in the world. That's what cannabis does too. It makes you feel like I can fly, I can see God, I can touch the moon and the stars and everything. So it takes out that shyness and you can walk up to the person. So I'm not, you can have a little drink when you're going to see that guy and you're going to have sex with him. Just take it and you get there and you have to dress very sexy too, you know, to make him know that he's going to tap that meat and he's going to be like, oh my God, I hear the jackpot, like, ooh, I'm getting some tonight. And he's going to be so excited. Just like, then you're going to be happy because you were able to get rid of that shyness from you. I know we all don't want to be so shy, but I'm sorry, please. I'm a very shy person. I'm a very shy person, and if you don't believe it, I wanted to say jump off a cliff, but I'm a changed person. So I'm going to say that it is up to you to believe or not, okay? And another thing is you give yourself the pep talk. Sometimes when I'm going to see someone or something and I know we are going to have sex, and I used to be very shy, I look myself in the mirror and you're like, I tell myself like, you're going to do great because you give the best head, you act well, and you can ride very well. Like, you give great cowgirl. Like, I give myself like the pep talk, like, always have to be confident so that when I get there, I know that I'm not going to be shy. And of course, I've actually prepped myself already, know that I'm going to be having sex with you. And I've told myself I'm going to give you my best. And my best is actually the best. So like, what's there again? See, to get rid of shyness, it's first starts with you yourself. You have to actually make the effort to stop being shy. That is it. Because I can give all of these talks about liquid courage, communication, and all of that. But if you don't want it to go away, I'm sorry. I can give you all the alcohol in the world, and after it fades away, you're still the same shy person during sex. And one thing I want to actually bring out to you is that when you are shy during sex, you become freaking tense. You become so tensed up. But when you are not, your body is so relaxed. And when there's penetration going on, like, your body relaxes and you don't dry up real quick. It's like when you're shy, your mind is all over the place. You're trying to hide your moans of pleasure just because you don't want the person to look at you funny later and make you shy than you already are. But for me, I'm going to moan so loud and tell that person, I don't care. You heard me moan. We both enjoyed it. So that. So you don't have to be shy during sex because you are both having intense pleasure. So however you react in that moment is very justifiable, okay? So don't act like, okay, I had sex, I moaned loud, or how should I say it? I grabbed on too tight to him, or I sucked his dick, or I gave her head or something. So it makes me a dirty person, a slut, no, should I say a whore or something? No, it just makes you a normal person who enjoys head games, who enjoys sex. So that's what you need to put into your head, okay? So don't be out here looking like, okay, I do dirty things, so I'm a dirty person. So that is also makes you shy in a way. But for me, I don't see why I should be shy because I give head or I give mind-blowing sex and all of that. Why should I? Ask yourself, why should you? Because it's like a very pleasurable thing. Like, sex is the greatest thing ever. Sorry, God is the greatest, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. And to get rid of shyness in general, I don't mean for just sex in this one, it's going to be volunteering for works that involves leadership stuff, or being the head of a group, or doing stuff that are out of your way, like dancing in the midst of people. It's going to... I had a boyfriend one time who, when I was very shy, he used to kiss me at a bus stop. I know how that is. I giggle, ooh, so romantic. That wasn't freaking romantic because I couldn't even look at people's faces when I was done. because I was so freaking shy by then. But after a while, it stopped because he realized that that shyness was off, because I was very lively. I wasn't like reserved anymore. I talked to people more. So like, he actually helped a bit, and I want to say thanks to him wherever he is. I don't know if he's still alive or dead or whatever, but yes, I hold nothing. Yeah, cool. If he texts, I'll say hi, we're good. Yeah, that sort of thing. I hold nothing. And also, maybe having sex with someone in your age group will help. Can I say, will it help? This is a question though. If you're shy or generally shy, it doesn't matter the age group. Because most people our age actually talk too much. That's truth. They just... they're going to tell everyone how you did during sex. Like, who does that? I will spank you. That sounded kinky. Damn. Yeah, I like to be spanked today. But you know what? Whatever. I think... I'm drifting off slowly. I'm already imagining being tied up to a chair bent over, and a dumb be like, "You've been a bad, bad girl. I'm gonna spank you for being naughty. Count for me." I'm gonna be like, "Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I'm drifting. I'm sorry, guys." So yeah, you have sex with people in your age group. You volunteer and stuff. It helps take away all the shy person you are. And when you mingle more with people, it gets away with your shyness. People go clubbing and the rest and all. Yeah. So shyness isn't a bad thing, but sometimes you just have to let it all go. Because when you're too shy during sex, the sex becomes awkward. And we don't want awkward, we want mind-blowing, we want amazing sex, like that. So, on this note, I'm gonna say, you are amazing, you're great. If you think there's something wrong, you better yourself. Don't be depressed, because I love you, you're an amazing person. Grow you, do you, be you. Oh, let me say a lot of yous. So don't let anybody stop you from glowing and growing yourself. And happy birthday in advance to my little girl. And I love you all. Please share my podcast, fall in love with it, and fall in love with me, because I'm amazing. And you are equally amazing. You are loved by me. So you want to get to know me personally, I'm actually Akosha Lefty. On Facebook, Akosha Lefty. On Twitter, @AkoshaLefty. On Instagram, @_Akosha_Lefty_. On Snapchat, Akosha Lefty. I wish I could give out my WhatsApp number, but I'm sorry. There's going to be so much calls that I won't get enough sleep. That's so sad. So, meet you next time. Next time, I think we're going to talk about this enmity about exes and all. I think we'll do that. So, toodles. Or should I say bye-bye? Adios. Ciao. Bye-bye. I love you. And we are...